Here is George Sell now to conduct the Cleveland Orchestra in the overture Scherzo and Nocturne from the incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream by Mendelssohn.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by George Sell, and the overture Scherzo and Nocturne from the incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream by Mendelssohn. Now Mr. Sell is coming back to center stage to accept the applause of the Severance Hall audience. Now he asks the orchestra to stand. Mr. Sell and the orchestra have recorded these pieces from Mendelssohn's score for later release. The second work on this Severance Hall concert by the Cleveland Orchestra will be the Concerto No. 2 for Violin and Orchestra by Béla Bartók. The young German violinist Edith Peinemann will be the soloist. Bartók began to write his second violin concerto in Budapest in August of 1937 and completed it there on December 31st, 1938. The work was commissioned by the violinist Zoltán Zekely, who is soloist in the first performance by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam under Willem Mengelberg in April of 1939. The first performance in the United States was given here in Severance Hall by the Cleveland Orchestra under Arturo Radzinski in January of 1943. Tosi Spivakovsky, then concertmaster of the Cleveland Orchestra, was the soloist. Halsey Stevens wrote in his book, The Life and Music of Bela Bartok, in 1953, that there can be little doubt by this time that the Bartok Violin Concerto is indeed one of a very small handful worthy of being placed besides those of Beethoven, Mendelssohn, and Brahms. Although it's a virtuoso piece and one of almost unprecedented difficulty, its musical organization has been accomplished so completely and convincingly that the essential weakness of the solo concerto, the disparity in quantity between the solo and the orchestra, never commands attention. It's a full-bodied, virile work, original in form and content, concentrated, economical, and intense. This concerto, number 2, was for a long time known as the Bartok Violin Concerto. The fact that Bartok wrote 2 concertos did not become public knowledge until 1958. Musicians knew that such a work existed and that one of the 2 movements had been incorporated into the 2 portraits for violin and orchestra, but the entire work of 1908 was kept from performance for personal reasons until 1958. Now here is our soloist, Edith Peineman, followed by George Sell, and in just a moment we'll hear the Violin Concerto No. 2 by Bela Bartok.
Thank you.
That was the Violin Concerto No. 2 by Bela Bartok. The soloist was Edith Peineman, and the Cleveland Orchestra was conducted by George Sell. And now, our soloist, Edith Peineman, is returning to center stage. She bows to the orchestra and then to the audience. She was born in Mainz, Germany in 1937, the daughter of Robert Peineman, concertmaster of the Mainz Symphony. She took up the violin at age 4 and continued to study with her father until the age of 14. Although she had given her first public performance at 7, she did not decide on a concert career until age 12. And now Edith Peineman is returning to center stage, accompanied by George Sell, who shakes hands with Raphael Drouin, the concertmaster, and then asks the orchestra to stand. In 1956, after studying under Max Rostl, she won first prize in the international competition sponsored in Munich by the German radio. Her first appearances as soloist with Robert Heger, Georg Scholte, and William Steinberg led to her advance engagement in the United States 6 years in the future. Since 1957, she has appeared in more than 200 performances with the world's leading orchestras and conductors. Once again, Edith Peineman comes to center stage to accept the applause of the Severance Hall audience. And now she shakes hands with Raphael Drouin. In 1958, Miss Peineman won the Isai Prize in Belgium, an honor previously awarded only to David Oistrakh, Leonid Kogan, Elizabeth Gilliels, and Arthur Grumio. In the spring of 1962, Miss Peineman made her first tour of South America and played in Yugoslavia and France. Her U.S. debut followed a Scandinavian tour. Her first appearance in this country was at concerts of the Cincinnati Symphony under Max Rudolph in October of 1962. And now Edith Peineman, followed by George Sell, returning once again to take their bows before the Severance Hall audience. Now Mr. Sell has asked the orchestra to stand. With the playing of the Bartok Violin Concerto No. 2, we come to the intermission of this concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. This is Robert Conrad speaking from Severance Hall in Cleveland. You are listening to a broadcast concert by the Cleveland Orchestra, George Sell, musical director and conductor. On this half of the program from Severance Hall, Mr. Sell will conduct the three orchestral sketches, La Mer by W.C. Claude Debussy almost became a sailor. As if to compensate for thus deserting the deck, he composed an inordinate amount of water music. Gardens in the Rain, Reflections in the Water, The Sunken Cathedral, just to mention a few. His fascination with the sea was in the nature of a sincere passion. The sight of it alone, he wrote, was so overwhelming that it paralyzed his creative faculties. He had to escape its reality before he could put to work the endless store of memories which it filled for him. The three orchestral sketches of La Mer are entitled From Dawn Till Noon on the Sea, Play of the Waves, and Dialogue of the Wind and Sea. The work was begun in 1903 and completed in Eastbourne, England in 1905. It was first performed in October of 1905 in Paris and introduced to the United States in March of 1907 at a concert of the Boston Symphony conducted by Carl Mook. Now here is George Sell to conduct the Cleveland Orchestra in La Mer by Debussy. Thank you. That was La Mer, three orchestral sketches by Claude Debussy. George Sell conducted the Cleveland Orchestra. And now George Sell is returning to center stage to accept the applause of the audience. And he asks the members of the orchestra to stand with him. La Mer has been recorded by the Cleveland Orchestra under Mr. Sell. It's available on an album with Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe Suite No. 2 and Pavane for a Dead Princess. The audience is asking for another bow by George Sell, and here he comes. This is Mr. Sell's 21st season as musical director and conductor, and the orchestra's 49th season. With the playing of La Mer by Debussy, we come to the end of this Severance Hall concert by the Cleveland Orchestra.